We've been reporting on the community of Newtok and its effort to relocate as erosion destroys the existing village. One of the main challenges has been the cost of housing, but now the village thinks it might have part of a solution, one that comes from an unexpected source. Rachel Waldholz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
We're driving onto J-Bear, Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. And the solution to Newtok's housing dilemma? It might be found here.
So these are the units right here.
Oh, these are them.
These are them.
Jay Farmwald is with the Denali Commission, the federal agency most involved in trying to relocate Newtok. He's pointing to several long rows of modular dorms, single-story units attached end-to-end. They were used for more than a decade as temporary barracks for soldiers. Now they're empty, and the military has to get rid of them. So they might go to Newtok. Farmwald says he was skeptical at first, but the plan has some major upsides, like cost.
The big part of the equation that is enticing is the barracks are free. So they're access to the military, they're in good condition. They were originally built modular in Seattle and moved up.
So they could be disassembled, barged out to Western Alaska, and reassembled at Newtok's new site. If that sounds kind of nuts, well, it might be. But the problem Newtok's facing is also kind of nuts. The village's current site is rapidly eroding away. But there isn't enough money to move everyone to Muktarvik, their new site upriver. Government agencies that fund infrastructure, like the power plant or the airport, won't commit money until there are enough people at the new site. That means housing. But agencies that fund housing won't commit money without the promise of infrastructure. It's a chicken and the egg situation, and Farmwald says it's been an obstacle for years. He says this plan would get a critical mass of houses to the new site all at once.
And that might be just enough to get the snowball really rolling down the hill.
The barracks are pretty plain. Beige siding, red metal doors. Daryl Parks from the base walks us inside.
So what these were is they were a three-man barrack.
The barracks have three bedrooms, a small kitchenette, and a bathroom. They're pretty Spartan. But Jimmy Charles Jr., who heads the Newtok Native Corporation, says that's not a problem.
It's a lot better than what they have at the villages.
Charles says the housing in Newtok is so dilapidated and overcrowded that these decade-old temporary barracks would be a major improvement.
Back home, the living quarters are so small. Some of the houses have nine people.
The plan is to put two of these units together to create single-family homes. Charles's wife, Catherine, who sits on the Newtok Village Council, says she's already imagining moving in. The couple's current home has two bedrooms and eight people. She's lost her voice, so she's a little hoarse.
I can't wait to move in here with my own bedroom.
A feasibility study determined that the cost of remodeling the units, disassembling them, barging them to Newtok and reassembling them is still less than building similar-sized homes new, testament to the high cost of construction in rural Alaska. But it will still take an estimated $4.5 million to get one barge full, or about 13 homes, to the new site. The Denali Commission has come up with most of that funding. The village is still working out the last million. If all goes according to plan, there could be as many as 20 homes and maybe 100 people living at the new village site by the end of 2019. It's perhaps a quarter of the housing they'll eventually need, but after more than a decade of trying, it would be something of a miracle for Newtok. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.